Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your praise.
Hallelujah. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know about you all, but that song ministers to my spirit. Amen. Every time I hear it, it takes me into a deep place, a deep place. God wants to hear from you. What a wonderful worship song by Pastor Samuel Blake. Amen. Truly, I need a little encouragement today. Glory to God. You know, you often hear worship songs and, you know, you try to always look for the message. Amen. And many times we just hum along with them and go along with them. Amen. But I tell you, when you're in a place where you just need some comfort, you need some joy, you need some encouragement, amen, those songs can really minister to you and it can lift your spirits. Amen, amen. And that's what worship music does. It lifts your spirit and it takes you out of your setting. It takes you out of yourself where you can begin to worship and praise God, when you can begin to think on his goodness. Think about somebody else that may be going through something just a little more difficult than what you're experiencing. Amen. So that song ministers to me. God wants to hear from you. As I was going about my business even on today, and I began to just think a little bit, and I began to think about, you know, sometimes you often hear people say, you know, I know her. Oh, girl, you know, and especially if it's something they have heard that is not pleasant. Oh, I know her. I know all about her. I know this. I know that. But if you haven't spent any time with someone, if you haven't been in their presence, amen, if you haven't been exposed to any attributes of that person, you how in the world can you just make a statement like that? I know them. No. If you don't spend any time with Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and get to know him, you certainly can't know your fellow man. Amen. And I was just thinking about that. I said, now, people often say, oh, I know this, I know that. But if you never spend any quality time with the Lord, if you never get into the Word and search the Scriptures for yourself, the Bible saying, them you think you have eternal life. Amen. So it's time to get busy. It's time to put some of our little feelings aside. And it's time to really concentrate on what's important. What's important? Souls are important to God. Not houses, not land, not all of these tangibles. Souls. God is interested in you, your personal man, your spiritual man. He's going to take care of the natural man, but the spiritual man, that's the man that you have to groom every day. That's the man that you have to talk to and commune with every day. Hallelujah. So I'm just so thankful for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to just give God some praise, another opportunity to tell him how thankful I am. Amen. And I'm thankful for this platform. Truly, I don't take it for granted, and I certainly don't take it lightly. Amen. When you are given an opportunity to impart information, to encourage people, to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you should feel honored. You should feel privileged. Amen. And I'm honored and I'm privileged for this platform. Amen. And truly, I do not want to abuse this grace that God has placed upon my life for this season. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. We had a wonderful time on yesterday with Dr. Winston Singleton, and we're going up a little bit higher today. Glory to God. I'm so excited about God and what he's doing. I'm so excited about the blessings that he continually bestow upon his servants. Amen. And I say servants, because that's who we are. We are servants of the Most High God. And I'm blessed today to have one of the women of God that labors here in the city of New Orleans. I tell you, she was one of the first females, the first woman here in the city of New Orleans that embraced me. And I tell you, we just have a good relationship. She's been a mentor. She's been a friend. She's been a pastor. She's been a confidant. She's just been somebody that I just admire. Amen. So I thank God for her and thank God for the anointing that rests upon her life. Amen. Amen. So I am going to just get right on into this segment. Again, those of you all that missed yesterday's broadcast, I challenge you to go into the archives and listen to that in-depth teaching with Dr. Winston Singleton of Great Enrichment Ministries there in Los Angeles, California. You certainly will be blessed. Amen. So we just thank God for what he is doing. Glory to God. I see, hallelujah, woman on the line, Prophetess Sandra Jackson. Is that you, sweetheart? Prophetess Jackson?
Yes, ma'am, it's me. How are you today?
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
God bless you, sweetie. Wow, so good.
God bless you.
So good to hear your voice. We have to tell you, God knows what he's doing. Had the privilege of meeting this woman of God over the phone line last week,
yes.
And then she came, her and a handsome husband, I tell you, came and fellowshiped with us in service on Sunday morning, and it was such a blessing, such an opportunity to go out and sit down and break bread together, eat bread together, I'll say. Amen. So we're just so honored to have her on the line today, and we're going to ask her to just open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking to our hearts on today. God bless you, Prophetess Jackson.
God bless you. Father God, we come in your presence, God, giving you praise, glory, and honor, oh God. We bless your wonderful name, Jesus. We give you glory, God. We honor you, Lord God, with the fruit of our lips, oh God. God, we magnify your name, oh God, for you are worthy, oh God, of all the praise, oh God. You're worthy of all the glory and the honor, oh God. Oh God, there is none like you, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. God, we love you on today, oh God. We appreciate you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for all the things that you have done, oh God, and we thank you for what you're about to do right now, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you will go before us on this line on today, oh God, and God, we ask that your anointing, oh God, will be revealed right now, oh God. We cover the bloodline of Lord God over the lines, oh God. God, we draw a bloodline around it, oh God. We bind up any attacks of the enemy, oh God, and God, we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. God, I bless this woman of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. I ask right now, God, that you will continue, oh God, to strengthen her, oh God. Continue to bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I thank you for the open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, for new dimensions, oh God, that you're taking a woman of God to, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for how you're making the crooked places straight, even right now, oh God. And I thank you, God, for bringing clarity, oh God, to the things, oh God, Father God, that she has petitioned you on in private, oh God. I ask God that you will continue to lead her and guide her, oh God. Bless her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray, oh God, for the speaker that's going to come on today, oh God. I pray, God, that you will use them in a mighty way, oh God. I pray, God, that you will bless them with a fresh anointing, oh God. We thank you for the rhema word, oh God. Father God, that's going to change lives, oh God. Change hearts, oh God. Father God, they will come back unto you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray right now, oh God, that you will touch all of those in the front line, oh God. I pray, God, that anybody that's among us, oh God, that is sick, oh God. God, we trust you to be the healer, oh God. You said, oh God, that you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee, oh God. So God, you are able to heal, oh God, every infirmity, oh God, every disease, oh God, every sickness, oh God. And God, we pray right now, oh God, that you will touch the bodies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray, oh God, Father God, if anybody on this line, oh God, who don't know you, oh God, in the despite of their sins, oh God. I pray right now, oh God, Father God, that you will touch, oh God, that there be a word, oh God, that will be ministered to them, oh God. And God, they will come unto you, oh God, saying, what must I do to be saved, oh God? And God, I thank you on today, oh God. I thank you, God, for all the things that you have in store, oh God. I thank you for the blessings, oh God, that make it rich and add no sorrow, oh God. I thank you for the peace of God. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, oh God. That even, Father God, we don't know what to do or where to go, oh God. We can call upon your mighty name, oh God. Father God, for there is everything we need in you, oh God. There is joy, oh God. There is peace, oh God. There is our help in you, oh God. For you are our help, oh God, in the time of trouble, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. And God, we pray, oh God, there be peace in this land, oh God. We pray for peace, oh God, even in New Orleans, oh God. California, oh God. Father God, Virginia, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, that you will touch the lives, oh God. Father God, we're mourning, oh God, even right now, oh God, over this senseless death, oh God. God, I pray right now, oh God. God, you said that we can decree a thing, oh God, and it shall be established, oh God. Father God, I decree right now, oh God. Father God, amongst the believers, oh God, that this senseless murder, oh God, this murdering demon, oh God, Father God, will cease right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we speak life, oh God. We speak life more abundantly, oh God. Heal right now, oh God. Heal the hearts, oh God. Heal those who are going through, oh God. Heal right now, oh God. And we trust and believe, oh God. Father God, that your word, oh God, will not return void, oh God. And we thank you, God. We give you praise, oh God. And we give you honor in the wonderful name of Jesus. We pray and believe. And it is so, oh God. It is so. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do it, God. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. We trust you, God. We trust you, God. Even when we can't trace you, God, we trust you, God. And we give you praise, God. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We serve a powerful God. Thank you, Lord. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Mother Charity, and she's right there from Detroit. Hallelujah. From Detroit, Michigan. She's been here about 7 months in New Orleans. She and her husband, I tell you, God, you don't almost see it. God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue on with our topic this week. Who shall separate us? Amen. I tell you, you can go back into that archives. Every round is going higher. Amen. I tell you, today I'm privileged. You know, this woman don't need an introduction. She is a part of this family. Amen. And there has never been a time that I have called upon her that she didn't come through. Amen. I love her. I love her husband and her daughter, and just love the saints of God that God have given her the shepherdship over. And I tell you, she's just a beautiful, down-the-earth woman of God that love God's people, that is sincere. Amen. And her servants, in her service to God. Amen. I tell you, I've never seen a little lady like that with so much power. Amen. She is a mother. She is a wife. Amen. She's a pastor. She's a grandmother. Amen. She is a prophetess. Amen. She is an intercessor. Hallelujah. She wears a lot of hats, and I tell you, she wears them well. And I'm just so grateful that God has blessed me with women and men of God that I can truly say without reservations, they love the Lord and they love God's people. They are concerned about souls, and that's who she is. So I'm going to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this hour, none other than Pastor Prophetess Gloria H. Smith of Sons and Daughters of the Promise here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And she's speaking live all the way from North Carolina. God bless you, my pastor.
God bless you, woman of God. I thank God once again for having the opportunity to share words from the Lord. Thank you for calling and inviting us to share words. I bless God for you, Pastor, and what the Lord is doing through your life and what he's getting ready to do. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come today before your throne of grace. Lord God, we ask you now that you would hide me behind the cross, that they will not destroy you, but God, that they will see you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you anoint these lips of clay. Father, speak through me. Lord, speak through me in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree and declare this day, Father, that the word will go forth unhindered and unchecked. In the name of Jesus, I bless you for the angel of this house. I lift the woman of God up to thee, Lord. And I pray, God, that you will renew her strength. Oh, God, in the blessed name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every listener, God, that you will cover their ears, that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Father God, I bless your name for what you're getting ready to speak. Oh, God, we surrender to you and to have your divine way, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, I pray today, that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Father God, that it will be acceptable in thy sight. You are my Lord and you are my Redeemer. And we decree that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Stand with the topic. Amen. What shall separate us from the love of God? I just want to piggyback on that topic, and I want to minister, amen, from the subject. When you're in between what you lost and what God promised. When you're in between what you lost and what God promised. People of God, I want to declare into your ear today, when you're in that place, when it feels like everything that God promised, it seems like it's slipping away, what can you do when you're in that midst of Abasha? When you're in that storm, when you're in that dilemma, and you're in between the loss and what the promise is, I want to declare to you, people of God, get ready to recharge. Get ready in advance to give the Lord a down payment of praise for what he's getting ready to do. Because I want you to know it's just a smoke screen from the enemy. People of God, ain't from your spirit have been rising up like you never
come
had
on.
Before. Glory to God, a familiar spirit that's been trying to rise up and mimic the things of God, trying to look like God, trying to act like God. Glory be to God, and I'm praying that the people of God are sitting on the anointed, amen, anointed leadership that are ordained by God that can see and that can come forth and declare and denounce them spirits that are running rapidly. Glory be to God. Let us run to the word of God in Romans chapter number 8. Amen. And we're going to read verse number 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, the Apostle Paul was writing here in the text. Amen. And I Apostle Paul was in a season of his life, amen, where he was in a place, glory to God, where the enemy literally wanted him to give up what he was doing, to walk away from it, glory to God. So he asked the question, who shall separate from the love of Christ, glory to God. People of God, when you're in that place, where you're in between what you lost and what you promised, you're in that place of restoration where things are getting ready to come back, amen, it's going to be a spirit that's going to try to rise up, that's going to try to separate you from what God has promised. But when you're in that place, glory to God, hallelujah, where you're in the place when you're trying to figure out what's going on, what is this trying to separate me? God is redefining your character. When you're in the wilderness time, people of God, it's going to be circumstance. The enemy going to use tricks and all kind of things, amen, that's trying to come against your character. But when the Lord permits such a thing to happen, he's redefining your character. Amen. Joseph understood, glory to God, that what the enemy meant for his harm, that the Lord was going to turn it around for his good. But God had to redefine, amen, his character. People of God, God is redefining the character of the people of God, of the saints of God, because we in a familiar spirit, amen, that's been released upon the body of Christ. Amen. They done practiced the sound language. Amen. They done practiced how you dance in the spirit. So when Apostle Paul was saying, who shall separate? People of God, you got to be very mindful who we connect with. Come on here. We got to be very mindful who we allow in our midst. See, that character, amen, is so important. It's the presence of integrity.
Amen. Glory to God. And when your character is in check, amen, it does not matter how the enemy comes in. The Bible says if it was possible, he would even fool the very elect. So God, when you're in that place in between what you lost and what God promised, he's redefining, amen, he's repositioning you during that testing time. God may actually, he's getting ready to reposition you into a new season of fruitfulness. I just told you when you're in between the loss and the promise, God is repositioning you. See, Elijah went up to run out of the Baalsha from the Jezebel overnight, glory to God, and it became success from the mess. So see, when you're in the midst of a loss, when you're in the midst of a storm, when you're in the midst of a trial, you in the midst, you in between, glory to God, and God is trying to bring you to the promise, but you got the evil one that's on the other side that's yet trying to speak into your ear gate. But people of God, you got to know God for yourself. You got to know the love of God. You got to really know that you're saved and you're sanctified and you're sold out. Amen. When you know that you're sold out and you're called by God, amen, and your life is destined by him, you're going to know that in this life you're going to have trials and tribulation. So when the trials come, amen, you cannot allow those trials to separate you. Amen. God is trying to redefine your character. Amen. When he permits the trial to come, amen, he's trying to reposition you. He's trying to bring you to a place where you're going to reign. He's trying to bring you to a place of success, glory to God. When God's got an appointment over your life, amen, it does not matter what wilderness you go through. During those times of difficult or separation, if you will, just allow God to speak into your life. Amen, glory to God. That God, if you in me, amen, you said the greater one is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. So God, you said, what shall separate me? Shall the tribulation that I'm going through? No, if you got a relationship with God, when them tribulations come, amen, sometimes, glory to God, you're going to even feel some kind of way. God, what is this going on? I'm even seeing the enemy's blood. Amen. God, what is this, Lord? I'm trying to walk in the way that you're calling to. God, I'm trying to keep my footsteps steady and sure. But God, I'm in between a loss and your promises. God, I don't understand. I need you to make some things plain for me, God. God, I know okay. You promised you will put no more on me than I'm able to bear. But God, right now, I feel like this test, it is overwhelming. I'm feeling like this tribulation is getting ready to take me out. Amen. Lord, see, when you get to that place that you feel like the tribulation is getting ready to take you out, God is calling you to intimacy. What are you saying? God is calling you to pull closer to him. God is calling you, glory to God, to prepare yourself, to remove the distractions. Amen. Remove those things, glory to God, that got you feeling some kind of way. God should come to intimacy. I want to come, amen, I want to suck with you, my child. I want to minister to you. That is not going to last, glory to God. That you are coming out. Nothing can separate you from me. If you truly show out and committed to me, if you really know my love, that I went to Calvary for you. I had to go to the cross. Amen. That assignment didn't feel good to me either. Amen. But I did not allow it to separate me from our Father. So you're going to go through. Amen. The Bible says that we got to know him. My God, we got to know him in the power of his resurrection. What does that mean? You're going to know what the Lord went through. You're going to literally feel like you're being slaughtered. You're going to literally feel like you're being gone out. That you're being taken out. Glory be to God. You got to realize, amen, that if you ain't God, nothing the Lord permits to come, amen, is not going to take you out. I don't care how dark it looks, amen, there's going to be a silver lining. Remember, God should come to intimacy, amen, when that tribulation is a little hard to bear. Glory to God, when you're in distress, oh, good God, right now, when you're in distress, amen, you're pressured on every side, racing thoughts in your mind. Glory to God, you're seeing the kids running wild. Amen. You're seeing your loved ones not obeying. Amen. And they're seeing your walk. You're testifying your life through them. Amen. You're living a walk before them. And you're wondering, God, what is this? I am distressed. Lord, help me today. I'm seeing this. I told them the way out. I've even told them that you died for them, God. God, I'm distressed right now. Lord, I'm pressured. God, the enemy's even trying to sit in depression and oppression. God, come on, I need you to move for me. What shall I do when I'm in between the loss and God's promise? God said, remember, I'm redefining your character. Remember that I'm repositioning you. I got promises that I got to move some things out of the way. Amen. You may think that you're alone, but God is repositioning. He's separating some things. He's moving some things out of your way. Glory to God. Well, what shall I do when I'm in this tribulation? I'm in the distress, oh God. God of evil, feeling persecuted. I'm being lied on. I'm being mistreated. I'm not being appreciated. God, I know that I'm doing it. I know I'm doing it for the glory of you. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. But God, can somebody just say thank you? Good God, right now. God said, when you feeling like that, that is the time that you got to wait. Amen, because the right time is coming. I'm going to rise you up right in the midst of them. While you
come
out,
like
you're fighting to survive. I'm going to rise you up. God is moving to change the scenery for you. He's already setting the stage. He's positioning you for the circumstance that's getting ready out of the motion. My God, that you're going to touch the fire, that nobody did it for God. Thank you, Jesus. People of God, the Bible say, consider it joy to endure trials. Sometimes, people of God, you got to let that joy of the Lord, the word says, your strength. The Bible said, consider it joy. Oh, man, my God, when you're falling tonight with temptation, when you're going through the trials of this life, that's when the joy of the Lord got to rise up. When you can't even muscle a praise, the joy of the Lord will rise up out your inner man, out of your belly. Amen. That's why, people of God, we give prayer. We begin to pray. We begin to have an intimate relationship. We lay a table before the Lord because it's going to come a time, I promise you. If you keep living where you ain't gonna even have the strength to pray. Amen. That's why we praise him when we're in the place. Amen. Of that sacredness of God. Because it's gonna come a time, glory be to God, when you're in your struggles, when you're in your
situation,
that you're not gonna even wanna praise him. God, I'm not understanding. That's when you've already laid up the timber. Amen. And it's gonna come before you as a memorial. Amen. It's gonna come back. Amen. And it's gonna rise up and re-strengthen you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Amen. When you're feeling like you're persecuted, when you're feeling like you're in pain, the Lord said you got to strengthen your faith. Amen. Amen. You got to strengthen your faith. We know Abraham was known as the father of faith. Amen. The Bible says, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, in evidence of things not seen. God, I'm in pain. God, I'm in nakedness, God. Lord, I'm not understanding. I can't even rub two nickels together. Lord, this is not your promise. I'm in between the lips and the promise. God, you said the promise of you are yea and amen. God, I need you right now. Lord, I need you to minister to me. Lord, I need you to encourage me. God, I need you to speak to me. God, I'm not hearing nothing. I need you to speak, Lord. God, I need you to show me. I need you to talk to me. Lord, God, while I'm in this place, the Lord said, I'm strengthening your faith. I'm building up your faith, man. Amen, that you're going to be able to stand, even when it looks like everything is going down. God, promise to make you a great nation. God say, I'm going to do what I promised. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to face trials, people of God. But you got to know that unstoppable love of God. You got to know that love that God has for you. Amen. That it's going to stand. And there's absolutely nothing that can separate you from the love of God. It's absolutely nothing, people of God. Whether we die or live, it does not stop God from caring for us. It does not matter. Glory to God. If we have a good pleasure in the loving will of God, it's all in God's control. Oh, bless his name. Nothing can separate you, neither angels or demons. Amen. It may be difficult to translate, but I'm telling you, neither the messenger of heaven, glory to God, or the messenger of hell will be able to separate you from the love of God. Nothing that's present or even in your future state can separate you. There's no power, glory to God, that can separate you from the love of God. You got to realize that God is in control. Amen. If God shed it, that settles it. Glory to God. You got to know who you serve. You got to know, glory to God, that when that word separation comes, amen, it's set apart. Glory to God. Yes, trials are going to come. Yes, sin is going to come. But you got to realize that nothing can separate you from God.
Nothing
can bring you separation. Amen. Nothing can come in between. Amen. Nothing can disconnect you from the love of God. Nothing can separate your ties with God. You are journeying. Oh my God, you're part of the royal priesthood. And no devil in hell can take you out. Glory be to God. You got to realize that if God said it, that settles that you're a part of him. Amen. You just got to stand on the promises. Glory be to God. You're in a new season. You're in a place, glory to God, that you got to realize that God is in control. Oh, bless his name. My God.
Yes, God.
People of God, take a moment. I need you to reflect back. Did not God do it yesterday? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Did he not deliver? Amen. Meaning you got testimonies. Glory to God, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Glory to God. And God didn't allow that to separate you. So I want you to know to be encouraged that night will this separate you. God made a promise to you. Glory to God. He said many of the afflictions of the
righteous.
He promised that he will deliver you out of them all. Yes, he did. The Lord promised that he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. People of God, you got to rely on the principles of God. You got to stand on the word of God. You got to have the word in your heart that you will not sin against them when them tribulations come up, when that distress comes. Because I want you to know it's coming. Yes, it is. Glory to God. Just arm yourself. Glory. Amen. Because you're going to be tried. You're going to go through. But you need to realize you're going to bounce back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you're in that place, you got to look up to God in prayer. You got to know that God is in control. Trust God when you cannot reach him. Glory be to God. No matter, glory to God, where you're feeling like that you're in the valley. Sometime when God order our footsteps, he will take us through the valley. Amen. Just to humble us so that we can be prepared for the great thing that is coming. Because I'm telling you, people of God, there's some prophecies getting ready to be fulfilled that's been spoken over your life. God is repositioning. Amen. And he's putting you in that right timing. Amen. That you can receive it now. So you cannot afford to let anything hinder you or distract you or stop you from seeking the face of God or stop you from drawing closer unto him. Glory be to God. We got to know that he is our rock. Amen. Glory. It does not matter where you're going or where you've been. You got to realize that God is there. Where am I, God? The Bible says, if even you make your bed in hell, that the Lord will be there with you. The Bible also says that my feet almost slipped when I seen the prosperity of the wicked. So I want to encourage you, when you're in between that loss and the promise, you got to know that God's going to bring restoration. You got to know that the promises of God, that yes, they are yea and amen. And if God say when he brings restoration, it's going to come with increase. Good God, right now, people of God, when you're going through a test, you got to realize that testimony is coming forth. You got to know, glory to God, there came no evil spirit. Amen. I don't care what it is. What's been trying to be transferred, it cannot separate you from God. You got to stay in that place. Amen. Glory to God. You got to know that God is in control. You got to realize that God is getting ready to advance you. Yes, he is. Amen. By virtue of the fact that he allowed you to go through. Amen. Their eyes on you. Their onlookers. Yes, it is. Their naysayers that is looking at your walk and they trying to see what is going on. So God is getting ready to rise you up. The anointed is getting ready to show up in your life. And it's going to destroy the yokes. It's going to release you from the bondage. It's going to bring change in your life. You're getting ready to see the power of God. It's getting ready to show up for you. Amen. You're getting ready to shout. You're getting ready to give God praise. Because it's getting ready to be a newness within your heart. It's getting ready to be a newness within your spirit. Be to God. See, God allowed calamities. So he will let you know that I'm still there when he bring you out. Good God in glory. Sometimes it's life or death situation. But you got to realize it does not matter how it looks, glory to God. What the devil's trying to trick you with. You got to know that if God permitted it, good God right now, that God's going to bring me out. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, you got to push fast where you're feeling right now. Sometimes, glory to God, you feel like like Joel White said, you ought to just curse God and die. There are people that say things over your life. You got to check them things in the spirit. They shouldn't operate out your way. They speak in doom over you. So you don't have emotion, though. You're not realizing where these obstacles coming from. Where is this opposition coming? Amen. They, I told you, familiar spirits. Which they've been loose in the body of Christ. And they're going, glory be to God. And they're trying to attach themselves unto the people of God. But people of God, when the, oh my God, when the obstacles come, when the oppositions come, you gotta know how to go down on theology. You gotta know
come
how
on.
To send up September. Glory be to God. You gotta know that nothing is trying to separate you. I don't care how the enemy is trying to bring manipulation, trying to make you think God ain't gonna come through, trying to make you think you're gonna die in the storm. But I got good news today. God made a promise that all things gonna work together for your good. What you mean, sister preacher? Even that storm, even that persecution, yes, it is. It's going to work together for your good. Yes, it is. Because God's name is on the line, and it would not be shed. Where is my God? Why didn't God move? Glory to God. God is moving for you. You may not see it. You may not feel it. But I want you to know that God is moving. Glory to God. You got to know that the battle been fixed. You in a fixed fight. Glory to God. The Lord fight this thing in the flesh. Glory to God. You got to know bless his name. You got to know that we battle not against principalities. Power against ruler of darkness. Glory to God. You got to know, glory. That you got to fight this in the spirit. Yes, we do. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution? I say that tell you, glory to God, that nothing can separate you. You are more than a conqueror. You got to know that God is in control, that the Lord is God, and that he sits high and he looks low. Yes, he does. Glory to God. So it does not matter. Some of you are going through. Some of you are in some serious trials. My God and glory. God said, I'm going to move. I'm going to come through for you. Yes, he is. I'm going to encourage you. Backslider, come in. You've been in a backsliding state. But I want you to know God loves you. Come back in, backsliders. If you got burdens, cast them on the Lord. Many of you are confused. I come today to speak the peace of God. Yes, Jesus. Many of you are trapped in deceit. I come today to speak the truth of God. Glory to God. Many of you are depressed, but I come today to release the all of the Lord, the joy of God. Glory be to God. Many have got heartaches. Many have got heartbreaks, but I come today to speak. Glory to God, that the Lord is the healer. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Many are going through that battle of jealousy and envy, wondering why they're jealous of me. Glory to God, the Lord come today, my God, to encourage your heart, to let you know that I am God, and that I am here for you. Glory be to God. People of God, look up. Look up to the hill from which cometh your help. It does not matter what the enemy throw your way. You're going to crush Satan under your feet. That's what the Bible says in Romans 16:20. The Bible also says, if you tread upon lions and serpents, my God, God say, it doesn't matter what the enemy throw. You already have victory. The Bible said we walk out of the emotion. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they might be God pulling down the strongholds. You got to cast down them imaginations. They won't exhort itself against the knowledge of God. Can I get a witness here? You got to know that you've been brought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. You got to know that you are established. You are anointed and sealed in the blood. You got to know, people of God, that you've been redeemed from your past. Tell the devil to take that. You're not going to keep throwing my patch up. I've been delivered. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. Help us, God. My God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. How are you going to fight it? You got to know that you're complete in him. Glory to God. How are you going to come out of it? You got to know that you've been free from that condemnation. How are you going to come out of it? You got to know that you're partaker of the blessings of God. You got to know, glory, that you're an ambassador for Christ. People of God, you got to know it don't matter what the persecution is. You've been changed into the image of God. You got to realize that you're a child of God. That Jesus is your friend. He's a friend that will stick closer than any brother. You got to realize that your body is the temple of God, and he dwells on the inside of you. Amen. So you ain't got to worry about if you're going to die, and God not going to allow you to go down. People of God, I want you to get a determination in your spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. You may not be able to comprehend what's going on. You may not even be able to understand it. Glory to God, but just know that if God permitted it, it's all right. Amen. If God allowed it, you're coming out of it. Glory to God. Hold fast to the love of God. Amen. That's a fact that God loved you and you're more than a conqueror through him who loved you. Amen. It is written. Call the word of God back to him. Amen. Before you even begin to pray, pray before you pray. Catch it in the spirit. Glory to God. Sin is going to come because we live in a sinful world. But it will not separate you from God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. God got plans for our lives, and his plan is to prosper us. He already got an expected end for us. Amen, people of God, and his victory on the other side of it. Amen, when life throw you a curveball. Amen, just begin to know that if God permitted, I'm all right. Because God is faithful to his word. Yes, he is. The life I live, Galatians said, the life that I live in this body. Oh, my God, we live by faith in the Son of God. So who shall separate us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name today. Lord, we open into the ear gates of your people. God, I give you praise and glory that they're coming out. The victory is already promised unto them. Lord, I thank you. Oh, bless his name. People of God, I submit to you. Keep the expectations high. I decree and declare over your life that every tongue that's up on you, God, get ready to shut their mouths. I decree over your life, glory to God. God, that God is bringing deliverance from that frustration. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is delivering you out of the struggle that you've been going through. I decree over your life that the fire of God will burn all sickness and disease that's trying to operate and take dominion in that body that belongs to God. I decree now this season that you're in is going to be a season of blessings being released. I decree over your life that this season that you're in, you're getting ready to see the manifestation. Amen. And your prayers being answered. And people of God, there's no good thing that God will withhold from them that walk upright. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in closing, if the Lord have ordered your footsteps to go through valleys, know that there's a mountaintop on the other side. If you're in the fiery furnace, know that God is bringing you out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory today. Thank you for speaking, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Remember, God's love is everlasting and is unwavering. Rest assured that if you're in it, God got you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get positioned for your promise. It is coming to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. God, I pray that something was said to encourage your people to hold fast to the promise. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you, God. Pastor, the Lord been dealing with me. Glory to God. He's been dealing with me relating to the spectating spirit. And I'm saying, God, what is this that you're showing me? He said, people of God, you got to, they got to begin to tap into the spirit room and pray. Glory to God, because there's spectators spirit that are watching your every move in the spirit. They're watching your move in the earth realm. Glory to God. And they're literally trying to denounce what God is bringing you out of. Thank you, Jesus. So people of God, we got to begin to turn up our prayer life. Amen. We got to literally begin to just seek the face of God. It is time that we get on our fast, that we don't fast like we used to. It is time that we begin to prostrate before the Lord. People of God, we got to shed in and get before the face of God. God is speaking to the hearts of his people. Amen. That are communicating with him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We got to be able to reach them that are not in the ark of safety. Amen. We got to reach them. We cannot condemn them. That's not the way we're going to reach them. God is calling us to be wise. Thank you, Jesus. He that winneth souls is wise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, God. Pastor Bernard, that assignment that the Lord has given unto you, that he's entrusted into your hands. Rabbi Shando, Jesus. Jesus. The Lord said it's going to speak. It's going to speak. It's going to speak, said God. Jesus. Glory.
Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
Bless your name.
People of God, come closer to God. Turn to walk. Jesus. Glory to God. Seek his face.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if we have leaders on the line, but I'm going to speak. Be very, my God, be very prepped. There are vision snatchers that are in the midst. Jesus, trying to kidnap your assignment and trying to raise it on their own. The devil is alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil will not kidnap your baby. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
No devil in hell, in earth, or in the air. Not up a bullshit. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus.
Bless you. We bless you.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We give him grace for what he spoke today. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I'd give it back to you, Pastor.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was a word today. Hallelujah. What do you do? When you are in between what you lost and what God promised. Who shall separate us? I heard that today, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I heard that today. You know, many times we focus on the lost. Amen. And we can't even get to where God is taking us because we get absorbed in what we lost. But who shall separate us? You can't focus on what you lost. He said, forget those things that are behind. Oh, God. Those things are behind, the things that you've lost. Glory to God. Job had to forget about what he lost. He lost some children in his suffering. Hallelujah. Every one of his children was killed, murdered. Glory to God. But God said, Job, your latter end shall be greater. That was a word today.
Ah, yeah, it was a word today. Glory to God. You know, we want messages that's going to have us shouting and dancing and running around the church. Amen. And all that is good in this place. Amen. But there's a time when God wants you to hear what thus say the Lord. And you can't hear it when you're running. You can't hear it when you're shouting. I used to get mad sometimes with one of the mothers, amen, there in Stockton. I've been knowing her since I moved to California, about 30 years now. And, you know, she don't like you saying hallelujah. She don't like you raising your hand. And because she say, hey, you can't hear the word if you hollering and screaming and doing this and that. You don't even hear the word, jumping up, running around. You have heard the word. And I used to get frustrated. I said, man, she's quenching my spirit. But as I matured in Christ, I kind of understood what she said, because after you get to jumping and running and all of this other stuff, it's all right to worship and praise God, but you better hear that word. That word is going to, that's going to keep you. He said, the word have I hid in my heart, not the shout, not the jump. Hallelujah, because after you finish jumping and shouting, if you haven't heard that word, you got an enemy waiting on you. Matter of fact, the enemy may be sitting right next to you on the pew. That was a word today, Pastor Gloria. Amen. I'm going to open up the lines. I see Pastor Juanita Greer all the way from Richmond, California. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Gloria, if you feel led to speak a word in anybody's life on the line, we only have about 11 callers on the line. Well, you're welcome to do so. Pastor Juanita, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I am just full right now, woman of God. Pastor, God bless you. My Lord, Pastor Gloria Smith, God bless you, woman of God. You have ministered to my soul today. My Lord, you have ministered word of the Lord, and it has impacted me on every level, emotional, spiritual, amen, and transformation and separation. My God, you, I am blessed right about now. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for the loss. I thank him for the promises. Amen. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Jesus. You, I have spoken with the Lord on just issues, and you have touched it. Oh, my God. I bless you.
Jesus.
I bless God. I bless God for you on today, my Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus. You have poured fresh water into my dirt. You have poured fresh water into my blood stains. You have poured fresh water into my lemon juice, my lemon, my sour places. You have poured fresh water. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey. Oh, my God. My hurting places, my bitter places, my God. You have poured fresh water. You have poured fresh water. Thank you, God. Jesus, bless God. Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Bless God. Bless God.
Jesus.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
In this season, woman of God, that you're getting ready, amen, God said to thee, glory to God. In this season that you're in, glory to God, be very careful in your decision making, said the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. It's getting ready to be a release. You're in the process of the release now, glory to God. And the Lord said, be very mindful. Amen. Choose and pick them well, says the Lord. Even them that will walk with you, even them that will be your intercessors, your prayer partners, the Lord says, choose them wisely, said God. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're in the release mode. Sit the Lord, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Thank you, God. I hear accountability. The Lord said, from your accountability, you're in the release. From your accountability, say God, you're in the process of the release. Jesus. Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus. And where are you headed? Glory. Jesus, you have to be attached to an anointing. That is where you're trying to go, Jesus. Do not allow anyone else to box you in or to hold you back. Jesus.
My God.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God. God bless you, woman. Jesus.
Bless.
Jesus.
God bless. Thank you. Pastor Bonita. God bless you.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Mother Cherry. Hey, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Mother.
Yes.
Mother Charity. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mother.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm constantly enjoying that word. What shall separate us from the love of God? Amen. It's a continuation. And I'm steady feasting on it. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. I appreciate you. All righty.
God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophetess Sandra. Amen. Amen. This is Prophetess Sandra. She was one of our guests, her and her husband, Sunday at church, Pastor Gloria. This is Pastor Gloria Smith, the overseer of that church, Prophetess Sandra. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm still here.
God bless you, woman of God. I see brick blocks come up over you in the spirit. And I hear the Lord say, I am removing the blocks that's been interfering. The release. God said the blocks are being they're being moved. They're being destroyed. Says God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. My God. And I hear the Lord say, I'm gonna begin to deal. My God, amen, with your husband. I hear intertwined in the spirit. The spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I heard that cry. And I am answering. Said the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God. My God, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woman of God, you get ready. The Lord has destroyed those, my God, those bricks that was blocking. Thank you, Jesus. I see the oil. God is releasing a new anointing upon your life. New mantle is coming upon you, sick God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I hear breakout come forth. Breakout. Shall come forth. Said the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. My God. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God's getting ready to plant you. Getting ready to plant.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God.
Getting ready to plant you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You've been fighting by yourself. Huh?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
You're getting ready to beat up. Where the strong will bear them for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. My God today.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. My God, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else, Pastor?
Yeah, see Bishop Lott on the line. God bless you, man of God. Bishop Elect Lott. Glory to God.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah,
glory. My. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. My. Woman of God. I just hear all the years as you were speaking, I could hear God just turning the pages of the scriptures that have been embedded in your heart and how He has used those words to bring you out and to teach you and to illuminate things to you, because you're one of the rare women who prays and reads as much as she prays. And it just it really just blessed my heart, because not only did I hear the spirit of wisdom, but I really heard a strong spirit of encouragement and a strong spirit of courage and a strong spirit of strength in you. Just amazing, because it's just how God has fashioned you. He has brought you so far that all you know is to trust God. It's not a thought with you anymore. It's just a habit. It's not even a process. It's just how the Spirit of the Lord has so much freedom in you to do whatever God has sent Him to do. He's just free to function in you like that. And that's rare with people. And I truly just thank God for you. I'm so blessed to just, there was a sound in your voice by the Spirit of God that if a person was heavy or if they were hopeless, whatever was wrong, the sound in your voice caused things to shift, caused things to change, caused things to expand and to move. And I'm so grateful that I was able to hear the Lord use you today. I'm thank you, woman of God, because right now, I just say this, I've learned that God removed someone out of my life that was real close to me, and now this person is attacking me on every corner and every side. And when the attacks come at first, they're offensive, but the Spirit of the Lord just tells me to just settle down. Just for me, I'm walking in one verse. It says, study to be quiet. Thank you, Jesus. But whatever the Lord is putting in your heart to share with me, I'm wide open to hear.
I was getting ready to say, amen, what the Lord said, that you have been barren, amen, one that Satan has assigned to assassinate, amen, to almost wipe out your destiny, your character. But I hear the Lord say, I have anointed you to stay in this position, to bear the persecution. Glory to God. God said that the gods are getting ready to change shit, God. My God, that spirit of manipulation that pursues, the Lord say, they can no longer intimidate or control. God said that God, God is getting ready to change the gods, G-U-A-R-D-S. Thank you, Jesus. God said, your decisions are governed by me. Thank you, Lord. It is very wise, the Lord bear witness. My God, hold your peace, I shall fight your battles, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
My. Thank you, Jesus.
This particular season that you're in, what is coming behind it, man of God, it's going to be all well worth it, said God. Jesus. So said the Spirit of the Lord. My God. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hey, Kasha. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Shabbat. Shabbat. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. See, one other thing I want to see, we're in the process of birthing a ministry. I've been waiting 25. I'm an ordained pastor, about to be consecrated bishop. But all my life I've been waiting on this one thing that God has given me, and it was taken from me because the wrong people were in place. But now I sense this coming back. It's being reversed. And I tell, hey, Shada, Kitororo Siashaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. I even hear the word of God out of Genesis, chapter number 50. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What Joseph said, glory to God, by his brothers, you intended it for my heart. But God intended
it. Yes,
Lord. What's coming behind it, man? Ah, my God.
Yeah,
Jesus.
God.
In the Father's hands. Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hey, Shia. I receive that. Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed
Thank
be
you,
the name
Father.
Of God.
Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. 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 Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Work your work, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. All right.
Hallelujah. Bless. Keep on praising him, man of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got two more callers on the line. I'm going to let you all go. Hallelujah. Got to get my mom from dialysis. So I'm going to try to get through these last two if they want to say anything. I need prayer. Brother Freddie, see you on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Brother Freddie. The Lord bless you real good. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you real good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you real good. Father, we cover the ear gates. We cover his eye gates. We cover the mind gate. We pray the will of the Father over his life. We pray every need is met, God. In the name of Jesus, we cover his family. We cover his uncle. We pray the blessings of God that make rich and add no sorrow. With it shall come forth over the man of God. We decree and declare now that that son Fred is the head and not the tail. And it is so. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, baby. God bless you.
All right, Sister Cheryl.
You too.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Sister Cheryl. Glory to God. Your line is open, sweetheart. Amen, amen. If not, we just praise God for the woman of God. Amen. Before we dismiss, I just feel led to just ask Pastor Greer to pray for you, Pastor Gloria, and your husband and your family there in North Carolina, and that everyone continually pour out to the people of God, that God would certainly do that and much more for you. Amen. Those of you that are on social media, Pastor Gloria hosts the prayer line Tuesday through Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on social media, visit her page. Amen. And she's going to give you that information also. Amen. But I'm going to ask Pastor Greer to just pray for the Pastor Gloria before we dismiss. Then I'll give it back into her hands and she can do our dismissal. God bless you, Pastor Juanita. Ah, glory.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, just thanking you for the weight of your glory on this afternoon. We thank you, Lord God, for a showering down of your goodness. God, a showering down of your divine wisdom, God, your divine knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, for just your covering, Lord God, of this woman of God. We thank you now, Lord God, for every word that has been spoken that has, Lord God, come down through you, oh God, from your heart, Lord God, into her heart, Lord God, through her mouth, oh God. We thank you now, Lord God, for the victory of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory of your desire, God. We thank you, ha. For the joy of the Lord, for the oil, Lord God, for the garment of praise, Lord God, showering down, Lord God, in the spiritual realm, Lord God, upon each and every one of your vessels upon the line, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God,
thank
for
you.
Your eye, Lord God. God, we thank you now for your eye, Lord God, that has been shown, Lord God, to visit your people on today. Father God, we thank you now for the woman of God that is laid out before you, stretched out before you, Lord God, asking, Lord God, for you to minister to her, Lord God, for the sake of the people. God, we thank you now for her low place, Lord God, the prostrated place, Lord God, that as she stood up in you, Lord God, you caused your glory to rest upon her, Father God. And we thank you now, Lord God, that even for her, no weapons formed against her shall prosper. God, we thank you now that every provision that is needed, Lord God, that you, Lord God, shall bring it forth in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I see the raindrops right now just falling upon her, Lord God. I thank you now, Lord God, for the covering, Lord God, of the woman of God and the man of God. God, I thank you now for their children, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for jewels of heaven, Lord God, raining down, Lord God, out of the spiritual realm. Lord God, I thank you now for the windows of heaven, Lord God, being opened now and raining down upon this family, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray now, Lord God, for their congregation. I thank you now, Lord God, for the anointing of God. My God, I thank you now for the anointing of God. I thank you now for the movement of the Spirit, Lord God. I thank you now, Lord God, for doors being opened, oh God. I thank you now, God, for the undergirding, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray now that every blessing that she spoke, Lord God, may it boomerang, Lord God, and rest upon her. I thank you now, Lord God, for her home, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you now, God, for the transportation, oh God. You know all things, oh God. God, I thank you now for the spiritual and fueling now, God. God, I thank you now for the firm foundation, Lord God. And I even thank you now, Lord God, for the path, Lord God, that you shall take her feet, Lord God. Beautiful are the feet of them that run with the gospel, God. I thank you now, Lord God, for this gospel. It shall, Lord God, be moving. It shall move, Lord God. You shall undergird it, Lord God, and cause there, Lord God, to be a carrier, Lord God, of the gospel, God. I thank you now, I thank you now, Lord God, my God, for transition. I thank you, Lord God. She will be in one place, Lord God, but she will be felt in another. God, I thank you now, my God. Someone's going to begin to call and say, I could have swore that I saw you. I could have swore that you were right in my face talking to me. But God, you're going to carry her spirit, oh God, to touch even people that she does not know. God, I thank you now for the power of the anointing, God. I thank you now, Lord God, for the blood covering like never before, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that every place that her foot your tread upon, Lord God, that she tracks the blood of Jesus. I thank you now, Lord God, that everywhere that she walks, she leaves blood stains. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is a deterrent for the enemy, but an attraction for the Spirit of God. And God, I thank you now that she continually lays herself out before you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything, Lord God, every desire of the woman of God's heart, every desire of the man of God's heart, Lord God, you shall begin to give it because their desire, Lord God, is your desire. And Lord God, because of that, they shall perceive the desires of their hearts. God, I thank you now, Lord God, hallelujah, that in the household of faith, Lord God, in the congregation, in the place of worship, Lord God, you shall meet every need. And we thank you now, Lord God. We thank you for victory like never before. Hallelujah. And God, I pray right now that as he begins to lay hands, as he begins to lay hands, Lord God, transformation, Lord God, not just a momentary experience, but transformation, Lord God, that they will be heirs able to carry, Lord God, the newness and the change back to where they have to go. And Lord God, and total transformation will take place, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God, for the carrier of glory, Lord God, that destroys yokes in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you now that as she lays in her restful place, Lord God, that you will begin to visit her like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do give you praise and we do give you glory. And God, every prayer that I have prayed over Prophetess Pastor, so God, Gloria Smith and her husband, God, I pray that same anointing over Pastor Bernard in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, we do give you praise, Lord God, for the sacrifice, oh God. We thank you for the sacrifice, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sacrifice, God. We thank you for the servant's heart, oh God. And Lord God, you're able to meet every need, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord God, for victory. We thank you for your life, Lord God. We thank you for your many blessings that make it rich, oh God. And you add no sorrow to them. This God, we do give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God. And the words that have been spoken into our hearts, let it resonate, Lord God. It is like to do. It is like to do it. It's like the oil, Lord God, that ran down the beard of Aaron, oh God. Even down to the skirts of his garments, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the dew on the mountain, Lord God. Even in our low valley experiences, Lord God, the dew of the Lord, it rises us up into a mountain place, oh God, where, Lord God, we hear the blessings of life. And we thank you that it's life forevermore and pleasure forevermore, God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
back
Jesus.
Into your hands, Pastor Glory. We just love you. Amen.
My God. I thank God for that woman of God praying. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In closing, people of God, amen. Remember that it does not matter what the suffering or the tribulation or the distress or the persecution, the fame and the nakedness of the prayer of the soul. Amen. I want you to count it as privilege that God thought enough of you to save you through. Amen. To make you to be the son heir of God. While they are looking, that they can see that the hand of God is upon your life. Amen. Remember that God is in it. They praise up people of God. Draw nigh unto God. This is our prayer. God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Stay
tuned on tomorrow. We'll have Apostle C.P. Francois with us out of New Orleans. God is doing something in this region. Amen. I tell you, God is connecting us. He's doing some things in this region. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to continue with this topic. Amen. Who shall separate us? God bless you. We love you. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah! Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the reins in your prayer.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day.